Reverend Childress. I don't need to give you any more of an introduction than that.
All right, we're about to take you to the streets. We're about to let this city know, along with Nancy Pelosi, along with Harry Reid,
along with Nancy Pelosi,
along with Barack Obama. First of all, we want to let them know that abortion is not health care. We want them to know that we are going to continue to stand for the rights of those who cannot stand for themselves. The arm of the moral universe bends long. It bends towards justice. You are the only movement that can bring America back to its rightful place. You're the only movement that says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all mankind was created equal. Your president doesn't believe that. Nancy doesn't believe that. Barney doesn't believe that. You believe that. You believe that, that all of our citizens have the right and should have the access to the dream. They have the right to life. Now, every step you take is a step. I'm to say something about personhood. It is the most precious thing that God has given us. Before we were yet in our mother's womb, God knew us. And he gave us a destiny. Now, when you take to those streets, you're walking for a generation. You're walking for a people who have yet to have that right to life. Personhood. At the end of the march, we want you to grab a petition. And we want you to sign that petition yourself and then get 10 other signatures. Okay? And so remember, now they gave the shout out to the teenagers. Everybody over 50, say praise him, he's worthy. Yeah. We're doing this together. We're going to march for those who cannot march for themselves, cannot speak for themselves, those who want this nation one day, as Martin Luther King said, to live out its creed. We got to live the creed out as we march, as we walk, for the lives of the unborn. God bless you. Let's take it.
This is Immaculate Heart Radio.